Hello, hello. We're going to get started here in just a few minutes with my good buddy Roz Slaughter, and we are going to talk all about how to close all your sales. So we're going to get started any second here. If you're just jumping on, go ahead and share. We'll be here in a few minutes. Oh, there you go. Dude, you're live, so no talking about. What's up, buddy? How's it going? I'm testing the audio and stuff, but we are live here on the Facebook, so let me get you all sorted here. But I'm excited to see you. Dude, you're looking extra jacked. You guys can't see him yet, but yeah, exactly. You got to get ready for the Hamptons and all that stuff, right? Awesome, dude. All right, let's see if I can get this. We're going to get started here in just about 4 minutes. If you guys are watching and you can hear me, let me know. If you can hear Roz, let him know also. I'm sure he would appreciate that. Let me switch it over to you and put you on there. Look at that. You look beautiful like normal. And if you can see us, let us know. And I'm here with my good buddy Roz Slaughter, and that's his real name, I'm pretty sure. And he's gonna be talking all about how to sell like a machine, and he's actually doing a training for us tomorrow. If you guys haven't heard, you are missing out. But yeah, he's actually gonna do a training tomorrow for only the people in our group. So if you're interested in that, we'll throw the link after. You don't have to if you're like, you know what, Roz, he's got that summer pump, but I'm just not feeling his vibe. You don't have to come to it. That's totally fine. But you will have that option afterwards here. And I'm just going to share this really quick all over the interwebs. And I'm excited to have you here, dude. Every time I talk to you, it brightens my life. So I appreciate you taking the time. Awesome, dude. So we're going to get started here in just about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. We're going to be talking all about how to be ethical and amazing at the sales at the same time. And did you know that that's actually possible? I didn't know it until I met Roz. You can actually not be a douchebag and sell really well fitness during your fitness consultation. So I'm going to be picking Roz's brain selfishly all about on how to close people into fitness programs, but also doing it in a way that feels good and that flows right for you. So I'll be really excited to do that. We're going to get started here in just about 2 minutes, 19 seconds, and that's going to be awesome. If you're watching, thank you. Let me know in the comments if there's any questions. Uh-oh, Greg has some questions for you. If you have any questions for Roz, throw them in the comments there. Also, let me know where you're watching from, just because I'm curious as to who's watching. Between LA and New York, and I'm from Chicago, I want to know why people are here, so that'd be cool. Greg wants to know, do your biceps not fit the screen if you flex too big? All right, cool. We're going to get started here in just about a minute and 36 seconds. Welcome to AJTV episode 27 with Roz Slaughter. Roz is going to learn us on all things sales. It's going to be exciting. Roz, as you know, I'm going to be looking at this camera with my heart. It's looking right at you every single time, just like every day in my life. No matter which direction I'm looking, my heart is always facing New York. So that's what's going to get going here. We're going to talk all about fitness sales and stuff like that. Chris Jarvis from Sycamore, Illinois. I've never heard of that. No, Sycamore, Illinois is I believe it's east of Chicago. It's like a kind of a farm town. What's up, Chris? I appreciate you being on here, dude. I'm really excited to have Roz on today. If you are watching on the Facebook or the YouTube, you know, just we do monitor those comments. So if you go ahead and let us know where you're from, what's up. If you have any specific questions, that's cool. Can you hear Greg? You said you can hear me, but you can't hear Roz. I don't know if that's true, Greg. How could you go east of Chicago? Yeah, I know, that's totally. Hey, if you can hear Roz, let me know. Roz, I don't know. Tell me what's your favorite. What'd you do this weekend? Did you do anything for Memorial Day? Did you do a cookout or anything? Awesome. Okay, cool. If you guys can hear Roz, let me know, because we're going to get things sorted here, get things started here right now. So I'm really excited about that. And welcome to episode 27 of AJTV, this show where I interview all the smartest people I know. I'm fortunate enough to know a lot of really smart people, ask them all their ninja secrets, from anything from sales to, you know, we have best-selling authors on here sometimes we have coaches, marketing people, fitness professionals, bodybuilders, all that stuff. And today I am lucky enough to have my good buddy Roz here, who is an expert at sales. Roz, thank you so much for being here, dude.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Excited to be on the show and just share what one of my favorite passions and things to talk about is selling, connecting with people, and helping them create the best version of themselves.
Awesome. So let's, for really quick, Roz has been on here before, but if you haven't heard of Roz, can you give them just a little, like a brief summary as to why they should listen to you, why they should be excited to listen to you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a humble guy, so I don't want to talk too long about myself. That's why you and I vibe so well, AJ. I'm a personal trainer, just like you guys. If you're watching, I own 3 personal training studios, as well as a coaching consultant for the industry. And one of the things that I'm truly passionate about is helping people understand how to connect, how to captivate their audience, and most importantly, how to close them like a boss so that they can help them make a decision and change their lives. It's what I've been doing since 1999. I started out like a lot of you in the big box gyms. I worked for Equinox, Crunch, New York Sports Club. Then I realized, boom, I had the entrepreneurial seizure. And I decided that in 2008, I had to go out and put my flag in the ground and actually take advantage of this great opportunity to be in free enterprise. And that's what I have the opportunity to do each and every day, help people create the best version of themselves, whether it's in their business or in their homes.
Dude, you've got that nailed down. That, like, intro qualify yourself thing. I still can't do it even on my own live streams or podcasts. And when I go to other people's, I'm like, oh yeah, I always know they're gonna ask me, and I don't have it as good as you. But yeah, that's awesome. How much personal training have you sold over the course of your life, do you think?
Wow. As we were making my latest product, Black Belt Selling, we had to go back a couple years, and it's been millions just since we launched Breakthroughs of Fitness and Metaburn, my personal training brand. So millions before that. I sold a shit ton when I was working for the big box gyms. Can't calculate specifically, but I was one of the top trainers and Equinox and New York Sports Club. So I would definitely say multi-millions.
Multi-millions. Okay, so I'm paying attention now, because I think I've only sold probably like a little over $1 million in personal training. And so you have Roz, who sold millions just for his own businesses, and then of course lots for others. So I'm really excited to get all of the knowledge I can from you, and I'm really excited to see what some of the people watching here are going to learn from you as well. I know we're going to do a formal training tomorrow where you actually go into your systems, which is amazing, and I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I kind of want to talk today more about the problems a lot of personal trainers have in sales, and what are some of the best ways to overcome it without giving away too much, if that makes sense. So, like, what are some of the big trending issues you see right now when it comes to personal trainers and sales?
Great question, AJ. I think that the biggest problem is confidence in themselves and their actual work. And I mean, I'm going to go deeper into understanding this in our presentation and training for your amazing group tomorrow. But when personal trainers get into the industry, they are what we consider as a artist. There's someone who loves helping people, but they've never learned how the art of connecting and actually making someone see the worth in them. But first, before someone's going to see the worth in them, they have to be able to see the worth in themselves. And that's what I work with. I had to work on myself. The reason I love selling so much is that I was like anyone else. I was afraid to get rejected. And when you go into a big box gym with 70, 80 trainers who are all badasses, and you're the new person out there, and you're like, whoa, you know, how do I get clients? I had a mentor, and he told me, you know what? You got to learn how to sell. You got to learn how to sell yourself. You got to learn how to make yourself different. And I think too many trainers don't understand that they need to differentiate themselves from everybody else in the gym, whether they're in a big box gym or they're in their own business. Too many of them are just using what you and I know is copy and paste. I see one person do it, I do what they do. And that is one of the biggest challenges, because the market is starting to see through that. They're starting to see through 6-week challenges. They're starting to see through 12-week challenges. They're starting to see through all this. And you got to be able to, how do you change that so that the people who you're trying to attract can say, oh, you know what? I know it's a 12-week transformation, but it's still different because AJ, Roz, Greg, someone else is presenting it.
Dude, yeah, no, I think that's amazing. You talked about two things, and I wanna get into it more, is the differentiation and the confidence. And I'll talk about differentiation first, because I think it's a struggle a lot of personal trainers. It's a perceived issue. I don't know if it's real or not. For some people, I'm sure it is. But you know, if I'm a trainer, I'm like, oh well, I help people lose weight, right? How do I differentiate myself from the hundreds of thousands of other personal trainers who say they do the exact same thing? Like, if it's me, how am I going to make myself extra special or extra different so that somebody would want to choose me versus them? And again, this might tie into confidence a little too. I mean, what would you say to that trainer or me if that is me?
So one of the things I say to that, I mean, I think the key to is how do you specialize, not generalize? Too many trainers just say, I'm a trainer, I'm a coach. Now, like 5 years ago, it was changed from personal trainer to coach. But that doesn't mean that you're any different than anyone else. See, the way I differentiate myself is that I specialize in working with women. So you gotta find your niche, who's your avatar, and then when you can drill down to that and figure out exactly what subdivision of that avatar that you are better than anyone else at helping basically overcome their problem, their number one problem, that problem that keeps them up at night, that's what's going to allow you to be different. You know, I'm the menopause specialist. What does that mean? That means that I help women who are going through or entering menopause understand three things. One, exercise, diet, and stress reduction, and how they're going to specifically pertain to how they're going to change their bodies. When I say that to a woman who's in her 40s to 60s, game over. Every other personal trainer in the area cannot touch that. Why? Because I just showed them why I'm different and better.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. And I think another thing to add to what you're saying is that you're solving a very specific issue that most people won't even talk about. Like, I know dudes, I mean, I am probably one of the dudes who I won't talk about menopause. I'm too nervous to talk about that stuff, you know? Like, and so just the fact that you can say that with such confidence, knowing you're going to serve your audience and who you're supposed to work with that amount of, like, clarity and specificity, I think is a huge value add. And that's probably why people have no problem giving you double the money they might give somebody else. So I think that's awesome and very necessary. So I want to kind of segue, if that's cool, over to confidence. So this is something I struggled with as a trainer, right? I'm not super huge, right? I grew up really skinny and then I got less skinny, but I wouldn't, by no stretch of the imagination did I get bodybuilder hulking huge. I know there's lots of men who are like, I'm not in my dream shape yet. There's women who are like, yeah, I lost 50 pounds, but I'm not exactly where I want to be. How would you help them overcome their confidence issues to be able to sell at a high ticket? Like, what if they don't feel like, I know my thing was I didn't feel like I was worth it because I didn't look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything yet. So I'm like, how could I ask for a lot of money if I'm not this, you know, perfectly, you know, statue of the David sculpted guy?
Great question. First and foremost, you know, you have to understand who your market and what they are attracted to. For me, if I was, you know, super, super huge, my market would be, I'd be too intimidating. If I was 6 foot, 300 pounds, most of the women that I work with wouldn't want to actually work with me. So you got to understand your market. That's one very important aspect. Then your confidence. When you know that you can get results for people, it really doesn't matter how you look because your results will speak for you. Your results will speak for your marketing. So I really think that a lot of people tend to always say, oh, you know what? A personal trainer is supposed to look like X, Y, and Z. No, a personal trainer is supposed to be a damn professional. And if you're a professional and you can get the result for your ideal client and you know how to market to them so that you attract that number one client that you want to work with, then you don't have to have confidence in if you can close them because you're going to state your rates because you know what you're worth because of all of the different people you've had success with tell you so. You know, like that, I'm standing in front of one of my testimonial walls, and that's the fact that it matters. That when I walk someone through my studio, I don't have to tell them that I am Mrs. Jones because they know that I've never gone through menopause. They know that I physically can't do that. So that's why some women think, like, oh, well, you can't talk about that, Roz. Sure, I can. Because if you look at the hundreds of women that I actually have changed their lives behind me, it's obvious that I know something that they don't know. Mm. So that's the first thing. You know, you really got to dig deep and know your audience. And then you said, you know, what the second thing I would say is just be confident in your trait. You know, you got to do it once and then you keep getting better and better and better. That's the thing. Like, the first time I spoke to someone about menopause, I didn't know shit. I didn't know there was 35 different symptoms that a woman can go through. But what did I do? I started to do my due diligence. I started to invest in myself. And when I invested in myself, I bought books. I went and I studied the people who were doing what I wanted to do so that I could model what they were doing. And that's the way I became confident in this niche and understanding that I could deliver a high quality service and ask for the rate that I want, not what the customer or consumer wants to pay me.
Awesome. No, dude, I'm totally with you. I 100% agree. So I have a question, and this is like a legit question, not an interview fake question, because we might have different answers on this. But if somebody comes to you and they're like a brand new into training, they're a brand new trainer, right? Are you somebody who believes that they should charge less until they've proven themselves with all these success stories? Are you saying, like, because obviously it's easy for you and me to ask for a high ticket for almost anything we do because we have proof of concept, right? But what right. if... You know, Joe Trainer comes up and he's like, I just got my certification a week ago. You know, I lost, you know, 100 pounds. I'm in great shape now and I want to help other people do the same. Should Joe Trainer charge less than, let's say, you or me because we have years of experience? Or would you recommend he go straight into sort of like higher end, higher ticket sales?
Great question. I'm actually curious to hear what your answer is on this as well. You know, one of the things for me, I believe, and I work with, you know, newbie in the game. I think you got to earn, you got to go through the process. I think that a lot of people, you know, are coming out, they're reading the latest blog post or watching the latest YouTube video, and they're like, you know what, personal trainers make $120 an hour. That's what I'm going to charge. But if you haven't helped anybody yet get that, then you're, I don't believe, me personally as a professional, that you should be charging that. And there's a lot of coaches that say, oh, you know what? Now, value is perception, right? So if you feel that you're worth that, go for it. If you can get someone to pay you that, get it. But what I'm saying is that there are too many people who go online, spend $127 on Groupon to become a personal trainer and think that they should charge what I charge. And if they do and they think they can, it makes the industry go down. I think that there's too many bad trainers who are not getting results for people, and that is why we're kind of getting this, everybody's the same.
Yeah, totally.
How's our audio?
Our audio is okay. My headphone was a little bit off, but I think you're being heard perfectly fine. So yeah, I'm with you. I think you can raise, as you get more and more proof of concept, you raise your prices. I think I think we'd agree, but let me know if I'm incorrect about this. I think you should still charge more than what most people are charging. Like, I think it's not a matter of they should charge what you or I would charge, but they still shouldn't charge garbage low prices either. And the reason I believe that versus charging, let's say, a low ticket because you're new into the industry, like super low ticket, right, is because it better service the client, because the client is now more invested in your actual program. So like, maybe you or me are gonna charge $3,000 for a 12-week program, but somebody else who's new into the industry, I would still say, maybe still charge at least like $800 or $900. Don't charge like $97 a month or something garbage like that, because it doesn't, like, one, it doesn't give you that much of a reason to be super invested in their results. And two, it doesn't give them a reason to be invested in their results, because they're like, it's $97, whatever. But if they spend, you know, $400, $300 on a training program, now they're thinking twice about going out to the bar and eating a bunch of, you know, loaded tots and, you know, having that fifth beer and things like that. So that's where I'm at with that. I don't know. Do you agree, disagree? I know.
Absolutely.
We'll still be friends.
I definitely think there's no. You know, I absolutely think there's a base level that people should come in, because I think there's too many trainers that are still, even if you just got your certification, and like you said, using the example, you lost 100 pounds, the person that you're training and attracting, most likely you can walk them along the path that you already took. That's important. So you deserve to get paid for that. And I hate going on, and I don't go on, but hearing about trainers, like, I've had clients tell me, oh, I can go on Craigslist and spend $40 for an hour for a trainer. Any personal trainer who invested in themselves and believes that they're a true professional that pays $40 an hour and accepts that is bringing the industry down. I think that's fine. And that's where, and you go, I know, I don't sell packages, you know, it's either you're paying for me full price or you're not getting it at all. There's no discount. I don't negotiate in my rates. And I think that I tell a lot of my coaching clients, you know, this is the mindset you have to have in order to win in this game. It's highly competitive, and too many people are just willing to go price gouge. Okay, you know what? AJ is charging, you know, $3,000 for his 12-week. I'll do it for two. Now, the next guy's going to do it for $1,000. The next guy's going to do it for $500. Before you know it, the whole industry is screwed up.
Totally. No, I'm with you. And I think, too, you end up attracting a way worse client, because you're not looking for a client who wants the best results. You're attracting the clients who are just looking for bare minimum to get by. And so we used to do this thing as like, and it was part of our like sales method, where if somebody's like, I think there's a cheaper place down the street, we actually had a list of all the cheaper places. We're like, oh, if you're looking for cheaper, here's a list of all our favorite cheaper places you can totally go to. You know, those are some of the places our clients have come from, you know, when they were done there, because they wanted something more, something different. And that was something we literally used to do. It was a little bit ego-y, but, you know, it served the person, so it's fine. Cool, man. What should some personal trainers who are watching this, what's some of the best ways to, because I'm somebody who believes sales is a developed skill, just like fitness, just like anything in life. Maybe you're born a little bit better at basketball, but you still need to practice to become the best basketball player, right? To become Michael Jordan. Same sort of thing, right? Maybe you're naturally really fast, maybe you're naturally fit, but you got to keep practicing fitness to get super jacked and, you know, become the Olympia. So what do you do for yourself or recommend your clients do to improve their sales skills and keep it developed and keep it at top level?
Absolutely. So one of the things that you always got to, you have to be investing in reading, listening, and learning more sales stuff. Because the fact of the matter is that, and one tip I'll tell people is go outside of your industry. Learn what other industries are doing in sales so that you can come back and adapt it to personal training. Because if you're still using the same old line that they heard when they went to Orange Fitness crap, or they went to some other crap, you know, place, you know, I don't like them. So if you go, they're going to be like, oh, you know what, Mrs. Jones, let me ask you, between A and B, where do you see yourself? That's so old school. You know, you got to learn how to connect with people. So one of the things that I've done is that I've read a lot of books. Some of the guys that I really think are amazing, and they're old school, and then we have some new school. You know, Zig Ziglar, one of my favorites, old school. You know, Brian Tracy, The Art of Selling. That stuff is your foundation to learning how to sell more effectively and ethically. You know, and then you can move to some of the badass stuff like Grant Cardone. He's just, I know you're a big fan. You know, he's a beast, but he has a different flair for what he's doing. So you got to be able to extract that, because if you want to be truly from the heart, then you got to know how you're going to sell that. So you can adapt all of the different methods. And then, you know, I'm a big fan of understanding the mind, the psychology, a little NLP, a little Erickson hypnosis. It's more advanced, but that's a part of your journey as becoming a professional sales beast, rather than someone who's an amateur who's going to get paid amateur rates. See, like, if you want to close 9 out of 10, you really have to know the art of connecting, how to connect with someone on an emotional level, and then on a physical level, take their pain and share with them how your solution is the only option for them to get to that designated area where they want to be.
Totally. No, I'm with you, man. What would you say to the person, and I'm sorry to bombard you with questions, but I steal as much information from your brain as I
can. That's what we're here for, man.
Let's take as much as I can. What would you say to the person who feels bad about selling? Like, they feel like, I know you've had those coaching clients. We spend a lot of time helping people with this as well, where they feel guilty asking for money. How do you overcome that? And what would you say to, here's one. All right. This is no script. Very clearly. I had a client who's like, oh, I'm not about asking for a high ticket. I'm a family gym. I'm all about community. So I asked for a low ticket for my stuff. What would you say to that person who uses that as, I would say, an excuse to not ask a high ticket, not value their time or value their services? How would you help them overcome what they're doing and get them sort of, because I know you and I are the same in that we like selling higher end, real results style transformations. How would you work with that person, and what would your response be to them?
First, I'd have to break their state, because I get them out of that thinking that they're in. That stinking thinking is not going to get them to be effective. So first I'd ask them, I'd say, how long do you want to be in business? And when you're not in business, should I take your business? You know, because most likely you're going to be out of business. You know, like, you can get into the business and go in and put a facility, put equipment in a location so that you could be the Red Cross. You're in business so that you can actually help people. And the only way you can't help people by being poor like them. So, and I know that's a little hard, but that's where I'm at. I'm in New York. You got to keep it real, raw, and relevant. So, I mean, that's where I was. And then I break it down and say, where did your money blueprint come from? Mm-hmm. You know, why do you think that if you ask high ticket, you're doing someone of a disservice? Mm-hmm. See, because we all have a money blueprint. And I mean, I don't know how many of your listeners or watchers are T. Harv Eckert fans, but I can tell you, Eckert and the Millionaire Mindset was a crucial book for shifting. Because for me, you might not know my story, but I grew up poor, dirt poor, one bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. My mom's on drugs. So I didn't have all of the silver spoon that a lot of people may think. You know, the bottom line is I had to have a different shift. I used to think, just like a lot of people, oh, you know, wealthy people are filthy rich. You have that type of money blueprint, you're never going to be able to attract it. You know, money is the root of all evil. If you have that blueprint, you're not going to be able to attract wealth and abundance into your life. And so when I was able to read some of these awesome books, when I got a new paradigm shift, that's what allowed me to say, you know what? Here's what I want, Mrs. Jones. I got a program worth $2,000. It's A or B. Which one do you want to get started with today? And then I started to get more of the A's because they were ready, because they could feel the conviction, the confidence, and most importantly, they knew that I was authentic and I wanted to help them. So that's what I would share with someone who is a new trainer, who is lacking the mentality to say, you know what, I'm worth it, and I'm not going to keep the old money blueprint to hinder my business anymore.
Totally. No, I'm with you, dude. I have a good friend who is a doctor, and one of his things was he was very into taking care of himself. He's like, I leave exactly when I'm supposed to leave. I come only when I'm supposed to be there, and when I'm on holiday, I don't answer calls from patients and all this. And I'm like, why do you do that? Like, I feel like if I'm a patient, I want you to take care of me. He's like, if I get sick because I'm on the phone nonstop 24/7, or I'm always stressed, I'm never rested, I'm never able to spend time with my wife or my kid, and because of that my social life is hurting, I'm gonna eventually either not be able to be a doctor or quit being a doctor, and then I can help zero people. So I need to take care of myself, number one, so that I can help all those other people. And ever since he told me that, he was actually a client of mine too, a fitness client, training client, I was like, that's such a great way to think about it, because a lot of times you feel like you owe your clients infinite amount of your time, and really your job is to get them a result, and you can get them a result by still existing and still operating at a high level and setting that example. So yeah, I think that's awesome, dude. Cool. Let me see if I have if we have any questions really quick here. All right, cool. My last question for you. You mentioned books, you mentioned learning and trainings and things like that. I know you're doing our training tomorrow on how you get like 90%. Do you really get 90% close rates on your fitness consultations?
I like to keep it real. I can tell you that there's times where I've gotten 100%. I've gotten 8%, 10%, 12%. But you know what? It's about the formula. And it's understanding that if you have the right formula, you can, it's possible to hit 9, 10 out of 10 if you got the right formula. Of course, there's a lot of other factors. Is the quality of the lead? Did you qualify them before they actually are sitting down in front of you? So that dictates if you're gonna close 9 out of 10. But I can promise you, if you're watching today and you're gonna be on tomorrow's training, you're gonna learn the specifics on how to get people not only off the phone, but in your studios for presentations, one-on-ones, and actually understand how to walk them through a relaxed sales presentation that's going to get them to say yes or no. Either way, they're going to make a freaking decision, because we don't leave people on the fence, because when you're on the fence, you get shot from both sides.
I love when you talk. It brightens my whole life. No, I'm with you. I remember that's how we, in many ways, we used to do that with our sales as well, or at least I did. I remember where every time I would talk to a client, I'd say, listen, like, they're both perfectly fine answers. The only unacceptable answer is maybe I'll think about it, I don't know, blah, blah. You can say yes or you can say no. I just need you to make any sort of commitment, because that's the only way you're gonna move forward, whether it's with me or definitely not with me. And then energetically, it gave me a lot of peace of mind, because then they leave and you're like, if they don't say confirm yes or no, you're thinking, are they gonna call me? Are they gonna come back? It's like you know what I'm talking about? You've been there, right? Yeah. So like, it's like when you like talking to a girl or a dude or whatever, right? Like, you're trying to pick somebody up and they're like, maybe. You're like, just yes or no, man. Like, I can't stay up all night staring at my phone waiting for you to text me. So cool, man. If they want to come to that training, if they want to follow your stuff, where can I follow your stuff, Roz? If they really like you, like cool, your man. Vibe, want to learn more about money, mindset, things like that, where can they find you in the world?
Well, of course, we're all on Facebook. This is live. You got also some people on YouTube. Best place to find me is fitnessbusinessmastery.com. That's my website. And then you can check me out on Coach Roz the Motivator. That's on Facebook. Real simple. Put in Coach Roz or Coach Roz the Motivator. You'll find me over there. I have a weekly show called the Crush It Monday Show that has absolutely nothing really to do with fitness, business, and marketing and sales. It's just simply a show where we teach you how to live the most awesome life you possibly can, so that every Monday you can wake up and want to crush it and crush every day during the week the same way, because you have the right mindset. Because mindset matters. It's the bottom line. It's the most important thing in business and health and life and relationships. Without a strong mindset, you're going to crash and crumble just like the rest.
100%. Awesome. Roz, thank you so much for being here. And you guys, if you're watching and you want to be on this, Roz has agreed to do a training 100% for free for everybody in the Trainer Tribe Facebook group, which is my private Facebook group, and he's doing it just for people in that group. We're not going to do it publicly because, honestly, we don't want everybody to get it. It's too valuable. It's too valuable to just give it away. So if you're interested in that, you can PM the page, or I'm going to leave the link in the comments. Just give me 2 seconds to, like, you know, shut this whole mess of a live stream show down, and then it'll be there for you to jump in. And if you're watching the replay, you can jump in there as well. Cool. Thank you guys so much for watching episode 27 of AJTV with my good buddy Ross Slaughter from Fitness Business Mastery. If you like the show, just tell Facebook you like it by hitting it with a thumb. Comment below. If you hate the show, hit me with an angry face and an F you in the comments, and that's cool too. I will see you guys next week, where I believe we have Xander Fryer on from Six Figure Consulting, so that'll be a really fun show also. And cheers.